to do now is to decide how to fulfill what your stuff is. So in that sense, it does kind of
make sense. It kind of does make sense, doesn't it? Because when we get to the end of the meeting, we're kind of talking about action and design as opposed to background.
Okay.
Everything I have is kind of background.
Okay, are we all ready to do?
Yep.
Well, how, in this meeting then, if we, well, just recap the minutes from the last meeting, we've decided on our target group being 15 to 35, and we decided that it was going to be non-rechargeable battery power, that we're going to group our audio, visual, and other functions into those categories. And I talked to you guys about the three new requirements about ignoring teletext, ignoring everything except the TV, and trying to incorporate the corporate colour and slogan. So that was the last meeting. Is there anything, have I forgotten anything?
No.
Is there anything? Okay. So if we have the three presentations, and then if you have anything to kind of, that you know you're going to want to discuss, maybe just make a note of it, and then we'll have all the discussion at the end. I don't want to get our idea this time. And so if we start off with Andrew, and then Craig, and then David, if that's right. And then after that, we'll have to make some decisions about stuff. How do we name it with speech recognition now? Should we say we're going to try maybe a preferable language and have a decision on that? Yeah. Well, I should also point out that the final objective of this meeting is to reach a decision on the concepts of the product.
Okay.
So that's kind of the end result, hopefully.
Alright, so can the function update? So this is the method that I've taken. Basically what I want to do here, before we get into it too far, is I want to show you all the background information I have that I think we need to acknowledge if we want this to be successful.
Okay.
And then sort of go through some of the way that I've dealt with that information, and then sort of bring us all together into it to see, sort of see how this fits into the overall vision. So I tried to take a whole lot of market research and summarize it for us, and then I identify trends that are sort of in sync and are important to our project plan that we have so far, and then initiate a kind of discussion on design options so that it sort of helps us to narrow in on aspects that will inform other elements of the project. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
That sort of strategy. I thought that will impact on the rest of what we do, so that's why I suggested it.
Yeah,
okay, so out of different figures and ratings of people in general, consumers in general, the number one thing that was found was that the television remote control had a fancy looking feel, okay, and not, you specify, not a functional look or feel.
Okay.
Fancy. However, this is where we kind of have to be very, I think, creative about it. Number two was that it'd be innovative. Okay, so that tells me that we have to find a way to be innovative without adding just unnecessary sort of functional bits to it. And third priority, ease of use. So again, that kind of gives us a general picture of how it has to be quite user-friendly while still having technology. So I'll just say right away as a bit of a foreshadowing how we proceed with this in terms of marketing, is that I think what we should think about is how the about how the innovation contributes to the look and feel and not so much to the functionality of it. For example, mm-hmm. like when you pick it up and push it, like it all lights up or something, you know what I mean? Like, or it's got something else to it
mm-hmm.
that just seems innovative, because obviously the thing that the message here is ease of use. So how do you make innovation basically more easy to use? Well, that's, I guess, where we're going to go with this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then there's the other aspect of the back the market research I have here is on fashion style, okay, which, as we've agreed, is a priority. Top European fashion trend that I read about, it says there's this emerging theme of fruit and vegetable, okay, especially in clothes and furniture. When I first saw that, I thought, well, do we want to actually try and think about this trend and how we add something to it, or we get right into it, or we completely steer away from it, you know what I mean?
Okay, okay.
My feeling is that we do want to observe this trend, but we want to think also about the fact that it sort of has to fit in with something which is not specifically electronics. Because I think what we're in is partly sort of home decor, partly something like a computer. So I think we might want to be careful about how, you know, how quickly we create like a remote control in the shape of an apple or something. I think that would be pushing it. And then in terms of material trends, are for things to be soft and spongy and sort of, you might say, ergonomic or friendly to handle, which also indicated that last year this was not the case. So probably a lot of the competition on the market will be still in last year's mode. So if we try and really capitalize on that, I think that'll be in our favor. So this is the summary of everything. Style is number one thing in the market of who we're selling to. Innovative design technology is also a must, in that it seems to be seen to be cutting edge. But ease of use has to be ensured throughout. That was like the number three thing. And then at the end there are vibrant natural colors. That's the way I interpreted it anyway. Softness in materials, shape and function. And so I written at the bottom to give us sort of a context of discussion, Mac iPods,
mm-hmm.
something which is, I'd have to say, very high tech, 10 gigabytes or whatever, but when you hold it in your hand, there's like no buttons. No,
mm-hmm.
Mac,
that's true.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking, however, Mac iPod is sort of last year's because it's very hard and sort of glassy and glossy. So I'm thinking, if we imagine that we're taking some of the features of a Mac iPod and we're then making it more of like a comfortable type of, more of like a maybe more vibrant, friendly thing. And then so this is, with all that information, what I'm suggesting in this slide here is that we take these ideas, and as we get into more sort of production side, things that we think about shape, materials, and themes or series that go throughout, sort of like, we think of some kind of a theme that unifies it all, we agree, sort of like a marketing identity. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So like I threw out a few ideas there just to kind of get us thinking along those lines, like lemon, lime, you know, green colors, whatever, just an idea. Because I'm thinking that some of these ideas will seem quite coherent if we use them in terms of their, what people associate with them with in terms of texture, shape, colors, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like the ones which I'm most fond of in terms of giving like a theme to it would be like lemon or something like that, you know, something which is like you see a lot in other areas. Like I see lots of websites and things that seem to associate with like lemon and lime.
Okay.
So, you know, just an idea.
Yeah.
I'm thinking maybe we can incorporate some of these features into a fairly into something which seems to have something to it which is almost gimmicky, because like something to do with like lighting within it, like, you know, just
mm-hmm.
in a simple sense, when you pick up a phone and touch a button, it lights up. Usually the buttons light up. How can we build on that? Maybe like it could light up in different colors or something, or people could buy the control and then it comes with different like colors.
Okay.
Anyway, that's all I have, but hopefully we can revisit those ideas
uh-huh.
when we get into.
Okay, good. Thank you for that. Chris, do you wanna?
It's probably not sending.
So, interface contact. To research it, I'm going to leave it here and explain more examples of the existing controls. There's a wee bit of discussion about the existing ones there. So, I've taken the suggestion from them, but I think I'll put it into this. But then this working for suggestions on size and the size of the control and the buttons, the shape of the control, and where the buttons should be located on the control.
Mm-hmm.
What I found from the research is that most of the current controls are just basically bricks with loads of buttons all over them. They're not very attractive to look at, and they're not very comfortable to hold their eyes holding the big bricks, and they're very easily lost. Tend to be very dark colours, so if they're shadowy places down inside the couches, you can't really see them.
Mm-hmm.
The controls themselves tend to use a very consistent colour scheme. For instance, the standby button isn't always red, really cheaply, so something you usually get identified with. This is a red switch off, that's how it should be. I'm not sure if there's any other examples of that, but you can get that. From that, I've got a couple of references for the end control. Again, with the red colour button for standby, and the other examples of that. The buttons should be large, they shouldn't be tiny little things like you get on some mobile phones, so they should be easy to fit, very comfortable. One of the examples given on the homepage was there's an up and down volume button, but both of them have a B on them.
Mm-hmm.
So the up volume button looks like it should be a down volume button, that's kind of confusing. Should avoid things like that. If the corporate color scheme allows it, you should have a very bright color so that it can be identified anywhere. Obviously, trying to avoid being tacky there, but it could tie in very easily with your line of mind idea.
Do we have a corporate color scheme?
I think it's yellow because the website is yellow and there's a band of one of the yellows. So
and the Play-Doh's yellow.
Yellow, lemon, you know. Definitely food
for more there,
but keep going and we'll discuss it.
Any extra features we add beyond the basic ones should be hidden. They shouldn't be on the shouldn't be visible without something being opened or some sort of special checker. If we do decide to go for voice activation, there should also be a button alternative, possibly hidden in the opened up section. In case something's wrong with it or something voice we've got cold or we should definitely avoid the big square block.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got an email from the research department, and they said voice control can now talk back if you ask a question.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be good to have them confirm any action you did.
Oh, that's
a
possibility.
Mm-hmm. Any other problems about it? I don't know where the signal should go, or whether it looks for the biggest thing that's flashing into electronics.
Yeah.
And we don't know how to explore the crossing. Say you want the copper colours, but you don't say you have to use any other colours at all.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of good information.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Do
you
want to
sit in the line
of sight of this? Yeah. Okay, let me just get this going first. Ah, there it is.
Thank you.
Okay, I guess the same thing again. I started with something very basic. So just so you guys have some idea of what's involved in my process, and then you can just work through it and we'll either modify it or start from scratch, depending on what your needs are. The components are exactly the same. I think, like what you guys said, the most input that's needed is basically in the user interface. The rest of the components, they do have an impact in terms of cost and complexity. Like you said, time to market was a problem, and how many components are physically in there in cost, and the power is basically a factor of that. And the lower components, the power, the logic, the transmitter, and the infrared, they affect you in terms of the size of your device, and that would have some impact on how, I think more how you hold rather than the actual using the remote control, because like we said, we've defined, like, we only want the basic things that to be visible and the rest of them we try to hide. So you know, it's just a matter of working out space. So I guess three things: cost, complexity, and the size. These are the three things that will have an impact on you. So just go through the components. These are the options that are available to you. I'm not very sure about the voice thing, because I got another email and it was quite sketchy on what the voice options are. It said it could talk to you, but it never said anything about being able to listen. It said something about a sensor, but it never clarified that. So maybe if you, I could see the other email that they sent you, because they got back to me with like different requirements, or different offerings of what components are available. Okay, so your basic components are buttons. Okay, and you have a wheel available, like a mouse scroll wheel. Okay, there's an LCD display. I think these are quite standard things.
They're standard.
No, they're, well, in a sense that these are all the options available for you. I explained to you the complexity and the cost thing again a bit later. Okay, then there's how the case actually looks. It can actually be flat or it can be curved. And then the different types of materials that you can use. I don't think you can use them in a combination, but I could check back for you, but I don't think you can actually use them in a combination. I think plastic and rubber would be fine, but plastic, rubber, and wood, I'm not very sure about the titanium. They had some restrictions on using the rubber and the titanium. The rubber was a restriction on the kind of power source you could use, but the titanium had a different kind of things on the shape of the thing. So I think that there is some restriction on, I think you could probably group plastic and rubber together, wood and titanium, but you know, it might be easier from a cost perspective and a complexity just to use one, you know, as opposed to two. And the other components are logic chips. Again, I'll go back to the component chips. The how complex or how easy the logic is, it depends on how many functions you have on the unit, and that impacts cost. I don't think the logic chip has an issue about size, because they should be about the same size. Power consumption should be about the same. I think the main impact is complexity. And the other thing is the power options. The first one is a standard battery. Okay, the second one, I think, is more of a gimmick than actually a usable thing. It's a wind-up, you know, a crank. Yeah, but that might be something, I think that's more of a look and feel decision, because I don't think you can have one power source if you're using the alternative power sources. I think whatever it is, you still need a battery, because I don't think anybody wants to keep doing one thing. Okay, the other ones are a solar-powered cell, which may not be a great idea in Europe or any country that has seasons, because half the year you'd be dead. So like what I said, you probably need like a battery and something else. And the kinetic one, I guess for me, is the most interesting one, because it's movement and people like to fiddle with their... And it's a nice sales gimmick, I think, from a marketing gimmick. It's a technology thing, it's a shake it. It doesn't work, shake it, knock it or something, you know. You know, have you had those balls, you know, those stress balls where you bounce the ball and it lights up and it goes, you know, that might be a gimmick combined with rubber. You know, just to, if you get frustrated with remote control, you can throw it, kind of, you know, just to, you know. Okay, from my role, I don't think they're personal preferences, but role preferences, I think something comfortable to hold. Small and slim, I guess that's more in the sense of small and slim in terms of comfortable, not so small you can't, you know, like a phone or something, too small a phone. And the other thing is from a production point of view, the less components we use, and the simpler the components, means you reduce your cost and you increase your profit.
Mm-hmm.
And also the time to market and the complexity of developing, designing, and debugging it. Okay, let me just go back and talk about some of the restrictions. The user interface restrictions basically means that if you use more complicated features, like the buttons are standard, okay, the LCD panel and the scroll wheel, you need more complicated logic. The case, okay, with a rubber case, you can't have the solar panels. Okay, with the titanium case, let me just check that. Titanium case can't be curved, it has to be square.
Okay,
there's no restriction on the plastic, and it can't be curved on the wood. So that's, again, I don't think you can use them in a combination. Especially the titanium, I suspect they're very fixed to a particular need. So mixing them may not be a good idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
Question. Can I ask a question?
I'm just quite keen to get the discussion going at the time of that.
Okay.
But yeah.
Can we power a light? Can we get a strong enough battery to power a light?
I think we could, because the LCD panel requires power, and the LCD is a form of a light.
Okay.
So that.
So maybe one of the things we can just try and include is a really good battery.
Why? What kind of light do you want?
Well, I mean, I'm thinking it might be that for this to be a high tech thing, it's going to have something high tech about it, and it's going to take battery power. And to make that a realistic goal, I think one of the issues that will come up later is.
Are you thinking of a light in the sense of a light, or a light in the sense of it glows, kind of, you know,
glows.
Frankenstein, it's alive.
I'm thinking along the lines of you're in the dark watching a DVD, and you find the thing in the dark, and you go like this, and that's what everybody does. Always the volume button in the dark.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you just touch it, or you just pick it up, it lights up or something.
Like a phone.
Okay.
Like a phone.
Like a backlight.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whereas with phones, people charge them once a week.
Yeah.
We're going to need to put in a really good battery so people don't have to charge their remote control.
That's why I think the option of the kinetic thing, which basically means as long as you shake it like a watch, like an automatic watch.
Shake the remote control.
It's probably sensitive enough when you fiddle it.
Right.
So you could trigger that to a light, like I said, the bouncing ball thing, or you could trigger that to use that to power the light as opposed to, so when they pick it up, right, and then that sort of triggers the glowiness.
Okay.
Well, let's just go right back to the marketing ideas for a start. I'm just keeping an idea on the time. We've got about 15 minutes to play with at most.
Okay.
So, so just to bear in mind that the ultimate goal of this meeting is to reach an absolute decision on the concepts of the product. So back to your idea about incorporating the idea of like fruit and veg and the corporate colour and things like that.
Yeah.
I mean, what sort of we think about, does anybody have any ideas about how we can fit all that in together? I mean, that's kind of the user interface type of thing. What are your thoughts on that? If you have a bright colour, you'll not lose it so much.
Yeah.
And when the corporate colour is yellow, I mean, if you think about the colour of the whole product being yellow, I don't know. And then obviously the materials. But has anybody got like an overall picture in their mind about what might work?
Well, I mean, I'm thinking that what we need to do is have something that kind of unifies a lot of the different concepts.
Mm-hmm.
We think that what we are, our number one marketing motive is look and feel.
Mm-hmm.
So for the look and feel to seem coherent and not just sort of bits and pieces of concept and technology or whatever, or fashion, then we should have it kind of come back to one thing that we kind of all sort of can visualize. maybe what we could do is think about a concept which touches back to the on the color piece, the company color, yellow. And if we think of something like, I was saying also lime, you know, what can we come up with something where we try and associate it with like the series. We just come up with something like that, we kind of use it as a theme to inspire the shapes and all.
Right.
Is there a particular shape that you're interested in? Like, does marketing have any research on? Does it need to be long? Does it need with
like
a square thing?
Circular
work?
In shape, or
yeah, because that will help narrow down the choice of
Choice of material.
I think of fruits in my head, but it's tacky.
About it as well. You know how you get these shock resistant mobile phones, and they're plastic, but then also have like rubber around the outside. It kind of feels kind of warmer to the touch, feels a bit more comfortable. And maybe you could incorporate plastic and rubber into it, and then you could have curved shapes, because wider titanium, yeah, it's going to have to be boxy and rectangular, and I think we might be moving away from that, you know. So, do we want it in like the shape of a lemon?
No,
I don't think we do.
No. It's more just that we think about like what it is we're trying to achieve, and then we have one sort of theme that we stick with.
Okay. Right, well, so thoughts about the actual shape of the thing?
I've got like a sort of snowman type shape.
A snowman shape?
So for a large bit of snowman, and then you've got the other bulb at the top for our
thing. That's quite a distinctive shape, that you think, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Shall we go with that?
Can we, do
you want to draw it on the board?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. And I mean, color-wise, it's a lovely thing. I mean, it is quite important to get yellow in there somewhere. I mean, do you want the whole thing yellow, or like yellow and white?
That'd be quite nice if you had this around here, the sort of background yellow,
uh-huh.
and then have sort of a nice bold color for the buttons.
Okay. And also, I mean, how are we going to incorporate this slogan in? The fact that it talks to you, I mean, it might be quite cool if when you first start using it, it says, what is it, putting fashion into a box or something? I don't know. Or when you, like, if you turn it off or something. If it can speak, if it could actually say the slogan, it might be a bit more powerful than just having it written out somewhere. Any thoughts on that at all? If we wanted to incorporate an LCD display, where would you put that? Would you put that on the inside, or?
Do we need an LCD display? What's the functionality of that?
It's going to increase the cost of it a lot.
Yeah, but the question is, what are we using it? What would we achieve from it? Putting in lights is cheap, but putting in LCD panels just to make it glow is a bit.
I just mentioned LCD. I was thinking, I wonder what that would be about. And the thing I could see it helping with would be if it was somehow connected with listings. So as you scroll through, because we said we might have a job graph, as you scroll through your stations, it actually tells you what it is.
I think that will be a problem because we don't have an input device to get the listings into it.
Right.
So it's a bit nuts to get the unit.
Yeah.
Monday, Tuesday,
so
Wednesday.
So
you
no
know.
Need for an LCD display.
I'm not saying there's no need for an LCD display, but it's what would it tell the user? Because the LCD tends to be an output as opposed to an input. So does the remote control need to talk back to the user? We have the option on the speaker as well. The same thing goes for the speaker. Is there a need for the remote control to talk back?
I was saying no need for a talk back. Does anybody disagree with that?
You could put a game on it. When the TV dies, you can play with the remote control.
Right, so it's really different sets of functionalities. I mean, do you want to group them into head of the snowman, body of the snowman, inside of the snowman? Is that what you're thinking?
Well, I think the advanced ones, the ones that you use to get inside.
Okay.
I think there's the useful handwork for the basic ones that have to go under the front somewhere.
What else do you need to talk about?
Well, where would you physically position the buttons? I think that that has some impact on,
yeah,
on many things.
Yeah.
Maybe you want to draw into the...
I'm just going to pop this in here because I have a slide about decision making.
Yep.
Can I put it on the energy, do you think that's suggesting we're power powering the thing? I really like the idea of this kinetic thing where you have the backup of the battery but have kinetic power.
I've had kinetic things before, and the one issue you need to keep in mind with them is that you're committing the user to moving it.
Well, like I said, we have
a
hybrid kind of thing,
sure,
so it's not going to charge the battery.
Right, okay.
It's just...
Okay.
I mean, it's just worth pointing out because, like, I've known people that have kinetic watches that they wear all the time,
mm-hmm,
and it's just like magic because it's always powered and there's no battery. I've also known people that have things like a jewelry watch they wear from time to time, and they eventually just say it's just too much of a nuisance because I don't wear it all the time. The remote control is similar. You're away on vacation, I don't know, whatever, you need something, and it just starts to get worn down. So
I suppose that if you're away and you're not using it, then you're not using any power either. So you'd have the battery as the kind of, to keep it ticking over idea. I'm really sorry, we're going to have to wrap that quickly because we don't have as much time as I thought.
Yeah.
So I think that's what energy is referring to here. Chip on print, is that, that's an industrial design thing?
Yes.
Okay, as for the case, kind of discuss that.
And this size here, I'd suggest it's too small.
Yeah, and
like
we're going to have like rubber buttons that feel kind of... Okay.
A lot of... I mean, one of the things running through my mind right now, I realize we're being efficient to wrap the meeting and have lots of decisions made, but we are leaning quite a bit to the side of being low-tech. Rubber buttons, plastic frame, it's almost like we're reproducing the same old remote control that's out there. Should we think about how we are actually getting this high-tech, user-friendly theme? Like, what is it that we're using to achieve those goals?
Like, I think like backlighting the buttons and stuff like that.
Or even a clear case. You know, a glowing yellow type case where the yellow is showable, but in the dark it sort of, it's alive.
Yeah.
in a slight set of way.
Slightly transparent.
Yeah.
It's yellow, like tinted yellow, but you can maybe see through it.
Or there might be a light running through it, like a mouse.
Sure.
You know, you have cordless mice and they don't need that much power, right? So the power, the battery in that sense, maybe you have one or two strategically placed lights that sort of
they emanate light here.
Yeah, but because the case is transparent, so it gives it a little bit of a glow.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't make it freaky.
And then the other thing that we committed ourselves to achieving is simplicity. And so I'm thinking maybe should we try and think about having something like some kind of an innovative concept about how the volume and the channels are controlled. If that's the main thing people want to do, could we use like a jog dial, like a nice just sort of round somewhere on it.
The question is, when you're rolling it, how do you want to roll it? Do you want them to roll it like that? Do you want them to roll it like that? Because in a mouse, your hand's in a position to roll it. Whereas the other thing about having a jog dial this way, it tends to get moved accidentally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
well, why don't
you
do it like a mouse?
You could do that, couldn't you? If you're holding it in your hand.
That's a very unnatural motion to... Yeah.
Okay.
Can you imagine you have to scroll a lot? It might work for volume.
Yeah.
And maybe some of the brightness controls and stuff like that, but not for channels, right? If you have a Telewest box, you've got like, you don't have to buy all the channels, you've got 50 channels. Can you imagine trying to...
Okay.
And I don't think having that, you know, too quick, too slow, it's confusing to the, I don't know.
Just getting lighter on the channels, you'd
you have the down button there.
Yeah.
But users tend to want to use that, and once they lose out on the user experience, they're like,
okay.
Because that becomes the most accessible.
Okay.
Thing. But that's not a bad thing, is it?
Yes.
Because if you think about it, the alternative is to go push the button.
Yeah.
Jog downs are much easier than
that. Okay. Right. Well, we do need to make a decision whether you want to incorporate a jog dial in nice and quickly. I'm all for them actually. I think they're quite new,
yeah.
Very quick to use.
Yeah.
So does anybody oppose the idea of incorporating one into the design at all? No. The other thing was, can we think of any way of getting a slogan into this thing?
Yeah, if we keep coming back to this board here,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be surprised if we could take this idea. Imagine that, I don't know, that it's within the shape of the hand, it's quite small.
Uh-huh. Ooh, okay. We've really got to wrap up.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's small, and then we've got like the slogan somewhere like on the casing,
okay.
The side.
Well, if we can
and
do that, great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, isn't that what we just said we just have to decide now?
Yeah, let's try and get the slogan on there.
Yeah.
So
like
you want to expand the shape of the...
And then like a jog dial somewhere that fits in with the shape of it, like, I don't know, like here in with...
That might have one problem in terms of...
there we get bumped.
In terms of whether you're left-handed or you're right-handed, you might be locking yourself in.
Or maybe just fitting in like down the middle here.
Can I just jump in and suggest something?
I'm really going to have to carry on here because we're actually over time.
It's kind of...
Is there anything anybody's unsure about? Just for in closing, just the next meeting's going to be in 30 minutes, and so you can see on the screen here what you're going to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that the designers are going to be working slightly better than that. So that'll be good. And I'll get the minutes up as soon as possible. Anything at all you think we haven't discussed that we need to?
I think one thing would be the jog dial, because that's going to have quite a big impact on.
Yeah, I think jog dial. You know, just after you do that, what if it was flat?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. The slide, because then you don't have to put the hand.
Yeah.
I think incorporating the logo is quite straightforward. There's lots of space for it.
That's kind of a design thing that you guys can.
Yeah, but it's also a marketing and a function.
Yeah.
Okay.
And materials, we sort of said we do plastic and rubber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think maybe we should try and stay away from just the big protruding rubber buttons, because that would just be so standard.
To make something flush with the case.
Something a bit more flush, yeah.
Okay.
And maybe have rubber incorporated into the case as well, so
okay.
That it has, and also plastic I've seen can get really textured, so you can get plastics that actually feel soft in your hand.
Feel like fruit?
Okay.
Fruit skins.
They feel kind of like, you get
no,
things
like,
down then that you think that
yeah,
they're rubber,
yeah.
But they're not, they're actually just plastic. Texture,
kind of like that. Yeah.
I'm gonna have to call it steer clear because we're out of time. So that's really good. I think I have so much to talk about, but pretty much run out of time to do so. So design stuff.
Kato time.
Yeah, quite jealous actually.
You got to choose first. Take the microphones because it's too lazy to take them off again. Cool.